在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
What about your experiences as a teacher? Are there any moments that stand out as being the best?
The best insofar I've taught some very interesting people, including the Minister of Agriculture from Ethiopia. I taught the Iraqi ambassador to London before the Gulf conflict. I also taught Miss Italy, one of the most beautiful women I've ever met. I think that the highlights are when a student says, I never thought I could learn the language. From the time I was a school child, I was told I wasn't very good at languages, and you've made me feel that it's possible. I can do it. That, to me, is perhaps the greatest satisfaction.
I know from my own experiences of learning foreign languages, what I say usually convulses people with laughter. Is language learning a funny experience?
Oh, yes. It involves, with adults, a kind of a suspension of belief. You're having to ask a person who in their own country is perhaps the managing director of a company employing 2,000 people, or a brain surgeon, or a scientist, suddenly to act out a role as going into a sweet shop and buying a Mars bar, and speaking relatively simple English, and mistakes are made, and they're amusing mistakes. As long as people are, you laugh with them rather than laugh at them. I found humour actually is a good antidote to stress.
And again, from your point of view, you've taught both beginners and advanced. Which do you prefer?
In terms of seeing progress, beginners are, this is a rather worn analogy, like little flowers. They come there, they can do nothing, and after just a couple of minutes with you, they can say, "My name is John Smith." So, from zero, you'll see the progress very quickly. But with advanced students, it's much more difficult to see the progress. But in terms of one's own, using one's own skills to the full and the range of language that one possesses as a native speaker, advanced students are more satisfying intellectually.
And looking to the future, do you always see a time when people will be wanting to learn English?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, as the world becomes a kind of global village, a kind of materialistic-oriented consumerist society, the demand for English will increase. I mean, the fall of the Warsaw Pact countries and Russian communism in my own school has meant a flood of executives from East Germany, Hungary, Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Russia, eager to learn English. It's rapidly becoming a kind of status symbol for an educated man or woman. It is expected of their culture and for themselves that they have a certain command of English. It's a sine qua non.